Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Carol Roberts, and I'm calling about a charge on my ShareDraft account for $99.94 that was made on 4/23.
Okay. May I start out by getting that zip code, please?
Yes, it's 93720.
All righty, give me one second. And you said it was Carol Roberts?
Yes. And maybe you have my email there. It's carolrob48@gmail.com.
All righty, let me try and see if I can do that. You said Carol, Carol.
Rob, ROB.
Mm-hmm.
48 with the at sign at gmail.com.
Okay. Alrighty, let me see if I can find locate. Well, not locating you that way in the system, and I've got it completely in there. And your first and last name is Carol, is it Robinson or Robbins?
No, Roberts, ROBERTS.
Okay.
You're the, what's happened is the reference number here for the is was 888-421-5220, and that's what I called, and they referred me to the 866-933-6603.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am,
there's two charges. One is for $64.95, and there's another charge for $7.95, and then there's a $99.94. And this is on 4/23. I mean, I'm going to have to say because I did not order. The thing that came here was a flashlight, I think.
Yeah.
A flashlight. The flashlight, I thought I was paying for $7.95. And all of a sudden, I got this other charge, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, so, and I didn't agree to that. So it's almost like, you know, it was an advertisement, and I thought I was just buying this flashlight for a certain amount, but I wound up getting charged, like I said. There's one charge for $99.94 on 4/23, and I don't know. The other one is for $64.95. That was on 5/26. These are on my checking account.
Oh, well.
April 23rd. I mean, they've taken the money out already. It's not something I, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So
they need to reverse.
Are there different chart? Are there different numbers associated with each one of those charges, or are they all the same telephone numbers in reference
I'm
to them?
I'm not sure on that. The 99 was for the number I have for the 99.94 is 888-421-5220.
And that's the telephone number you just called.
Yes. Well, I was given this other number, 866-933-6604.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
I think it's that one.
Okay.
Or 08. I'm sorry, 08.
That's fine. The point is, Ms. Carol, I've typed in the information into my system that you've just given me, and it's not pulling up anything associated with you. Your name... your zip code and even that email address, I'm unable to find. It's not pulling anything in the system that's associated with you at the present time. I'm not finding an account for you. I would suggest if you can actually get in, if it's a card or if it's actually your bank, and then I would try to get in contact
that
with
was.
Them, and I would actually let them from that point on or whatever to actually handle the account for you. I would let them actually go about, you know, finding out if it's a fraudulent charge or whatever it is. And I would let them handle it, because if you've called two numbers and nothing is pulling up for you, then I would actually let my bank, you know, handle it in reference to taking care of these charges.
Yeah,
even though with all of the information you've given me, which I should have been able to pull you up very quickly, I couldn't locate you. I don't have anything in my system that associates with what all of the information you gave me. It came up no results. So I know it's got to be something somewhere. There's some way you should be able to locate an account, you know, some information.
One is it's called SaveByGay or something like that .com, and the other one is Dramatic Simple Ultimate.
But we wouldn't be able to know what it is, because we are actually a third-party call center, so we assist many, and these are online vendors, so we don't know what a company is. I couldn't tell you, yes, I know, yes, I can tell you this, because I couldn't. They are online vendor companies, and we're just a third-party call center, and we assist, you know, when you call in about an order, an account that you have created with them.
Okay, this 888-421.
I have no idea, ma'am. I have no idea. That is that the number you called to get connected here?
Well, I don't know if it was that one or the 866-933-6608.
As I said, we are a third-party call center, so I don't know, because we do have multiple numbers.
Okay. I'll
yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
All right. I do thank you for calling customer service, ma'am.
All right.
Bye-bye.